We have based our Doing Science Best series on Dr. Beth Morling's Research Methods in Psychology, 5th edition. We encourage you to purchase it for your bookshelf. If you teach research methods, consider adopting this best-of-class text for your classes. Dr. Beth Morling is a distinguished Fulbright scholar and was honored as the 2014 Professor of the Year by the Carnegie Foundation for the Advancement of Teaching. With more than 2 decades of experience as a researcher and professor of research methods, she is an internationally recognized expert and a passionate advocate for the research methods course. Morling's primary objective is to empower students to become discerning critical thinkers, capable of evaluating research and claims presented in the media. In this post, we will explore the question, which kinds of variables do researchers study? We will explore how psychological researchers identify and define variables, with a focus on the distinction between measured and manipulated variables. We will explain how researchers transform conceptual variables into operational definitions, enabling them to design studies, test hypotheses, and draw valid conclusions. We will also examine how the role of variables influences the type of claims researchers can make. Frequency, association, or causaland will emphasize the importance of variable classification for accurately interpreting study results. Variables. Variables are the building blocks of psychological research. A variable is anything that can vary, meaning it has at least 2 levels or values. For example, if you're studying sleep habits, the variable might be hours of sleep per night, and its levels could include 5 hours, 7 hours, or 9 hours. Some variables are categorical, such as favorite type of music, with levels including jazz, rock, or classical. Others are quantitative, like number of hours studied, where the levels are numerical. Importantly, a variable is not the same as a constant. A constant is a value that remains unchanged in a particular study. For example, if you only study Canadian teenagers, then country is a constant because all participants share that trait. Identifying variables correctly is crucial for designing research, analyzing results, and understanding claims. Knowing how to describe and label variables accurately helps you read studies more effectively. When researchers discuss a study's findings, they're referring to variables they've measured or manipulated. Recognizing the levels of a variable helps you determine whether researchers designed the study well and measured what they meant to. For instance, if a study claims to measure academic success, you'll want to know how that variable was operationalized, maybe as GPA, class rank, or test scores. When we say something varies, we expect to see those distinctions clearly defined. This distinction also matters when deciding how much confidence to place in a study's conclusions. Variables play different roles in different kinds of claims. In a frequency claim, there's just one variable, and the researchers are measuring its level or rate within a population. In association claims, researchers examine whether 2 measured variables are related to each other. In causal claims, one variable is manipulated to see if it causes changes in another variable. The role of variable plays whether it's the focus of a frequency claim or part of a causal design affects how it should be measured, analyzed, and interpreted. Understanding variables also helps you make sense of hypotheses and predictions. When researchers develop a theory, they identify conceptual variables they want to explore, broad ideas like happiness, aggression, or academic achievement. Then they define those variables in specific, observable ways so they can be measured or manipulated. This step transforms an abstract concept into something testable. For example, stress could be defined as cortisol levels, a self-report score, or even the number of life events experienced in the past year. The choice of operational definition can influence the study's outcomes and its validity. As you analyze studies on your own, try identifying all the variables in the study and their corresponding levels. Ask whether each variable was measured or manipulated, and whether the levels make sense in the context of the research question. This exercise will help you think more clearly about research design and interpretation. It also sharpens your ability to critically evaluate claims, especially in news articles that oversimplify or misrepresent research findings. Finally, remember that understanding variables isn't just about definitions, it's about building a mindset for thinking scientifically. When you read a study, see a headline, or hear someone make a claim, ask, What's the variable here? What are its levels? Was it measured or manipulated? Getting into the habit of asking these questions will make you a more thoughtful, skeptical, and scientifically literate reader, someone who doesn't just take claims at face value, but knows how to interrogate the evidence behind them. Measured and manipulated variables. Understanding the distinction between measured and manipulated variables is crucial for interpreting psychological studies and determining the type of research that supports specific claims. A measured variable is one whose levels are observed and recorded by the researcher without any intervention. Examples include age, height, stress level, or the number of hours someone slept last night. These variables are captured as they naturally occur, often using self-report questionnaires, behavioral observations, or biological measures like heart rate or cortisol levels. A manipulated variable, on the other hand, is one that a researcher controls or changes. For example, participants might be randomly assigned to drink either 10 milligrams or 30 milligrams of caffeine or to study either in silence or with music. This assignment enables researchers to evaluate the impact of the manipulation on a specific outcome, such as memory recall. Some variables can only be measured and not ethically or practically manipulated. Age is a common example. We can observe and record a person's age, but we can't assign someone to be older or younger. The same goes for IQ or gender identity. In some cases, manipulating a variable would be unethical, such as assigning participants to traumatic childhood experiences to study their effects on adult well-being. In these situations, researchers rely on measured variables and employ carefully controlled designs that minimize confounds while maintaining ethical standards. These limitations affect the type of claim the researcher can make. For example, if a variable is only measured, the researcher can't claim causality only in association. Some variables are flexible. They can be measured in some studies and manipulated in others. Consider sleep. A study might measure participants' sleep by asking how many hours they slept last night, or it might manipulate sleep by randomly assigning people to sleep 4, 6, or 8 hours. This flexibility enables researchers to investigate variables in various ways, depending on their specific research question. Similarly, researchers might measure participants' music training history or manipulate music exposure in an experimental setting. The key is to recognize the role the variable plays in a particular study so that you can interpret the results properly. When reading or conducting research, identifying whether a variable was measured or manipulated helps you determine what type of study was used: observational, correlational, or experimental, and, most importantly, what type of claim the researchers are justified in making. Only manipulated variables, when randomly assigned in controlled experiments, can support causal claims. Measured variables, even when related to other variables, can only support claims of frequency or association. This distinction is at the heart of evaluating internal validity, the extent to which a study can support a cause and effect conclusion. It's also helpful to think about manipulated and measured variables in terms of the independent and dependent variables used in experimental designs. The independent variable is what the researcher manipulates, like the dose of a medication or type of learning environment. The dependent variable is what the researcher measures to determine if it changes as a result, such as attention span, memory accuracy, or anxiety level. Being able to identify which variable is which helps you trace the logic of a study from start to finish. You can ask, did the manipulation come before the measurement? Were the groups randomly assigned? These questions help determine whether the study supports a causal claim. In sum, the distinction between measured and manipulated variables is more than a technicality. It's a foundation for understanding how psychological research is conducted, what claims it supports, and how confidently you can believe those claims. Whenever you see a headline or read a study, start by asking, were the variables measured, manipulated, or both? The answer will guide your interpretation of the results and shape your understanding of the study's implications for real-world behavior and mental processes. From conceptual variable to operational definition. In psychological research, we often begin with broad concepts that are important in theory but need to be turned into something concrete to be tested. These broad ideas are referred to as conceptual variables or constructs. For example, stress, intelligence, or satisfaction with life are all conceptual variables. While they're useful for thinking and discussing psychological ideas, we can't study them scientifically until we define how to measure or manipulate them in a specific way. This process is known as operationalization, which involves creating an operational definition. An operational definition turns a concept into a specific, observable, and testable form. For instance, satisfaction with life could be operationalized by asking participants to rate their agreement with items on a standardized scale, such as, in most ways my life is close to ideal, rated from 1, strongly disagree, to 5, strongly agree. Every variable in a study must be operationalized so that it can be measured or manipulated in practice. This doesn't just apply to abstract ideas. Even straightforward variables, such as weight gain or study time, need specific definitions. Weight gain might be defined as the number of pounds gained over a 4-week period, and study time might be recorded using a log or tracking software. The goal is to ensure consistency and clarity so that other researchers can replicate the study or assess whether the definition accurately represents the construct. Sometimes operationalizing a variable is straightforward, but at other times, especially with emotional or cognitive variables, it requires creativity and rigorous development. Operational definitions can vary depending on the study's goals and methods. For example, if researchers want to understand aggression, one study might define it as the frequency of a child hitting a peer during recess. Another might use a questionnaire that asks how often a person has felt like hurting someone. A third study could measure how long it takes a participant to choose to punish another person in a lab game. Each of these is a different operationalization of the same conceptual variable. When comparing studies, it's important to understand how each one defined and measured its variables. Researchers often rely on existing scales, behavioral tasks, or physiological indicators to operationalize their variables. For example, anxiety might be measured with the Spielberger Trait Anxiety Inventory, a questionnaire, or with physiological indicators such as increased heart rate and skin conductance. Choosing the right operational definition affects the study's construct validity, how well the operationalized variable reflects the conceptual variable. If the operationalization doesn't truly capture the concept, the study's conclusions may be weak or misleading. A poorly chosen operational definition can compromise an otherwise well-designed study. Operational definitions also play a crucial role in interpreting results. If two studies report different outcomes for school achievement, it might be because one used GPA while the other used standardized test scores. Understanding how each variable was operationalized helps you evaluate whether results can be compared or generalized. It also helps you decide whether the measure actually reflects the concept you're interested in. As a consumer of research, always ask, what's the conceptual variable? How is it operationalized? Is the operational definition a good match for the concept? Summary. In summary, transforming conceptual variables into operational definitions is a crucial step in designing, understanding, and evaluating psychological research. It bridges the gap between theory and data. It allows us to test abstract ideas in the real world using observable behavior, self-reports, or physiological responses. As you read and conduct research, pay close attention to how variables are defined and measured. Operational definitions provide substance to abstract concepts and determine whether a study's conclusions can be trusted. Key takeaways. 1. Variables are the core elements of psychological research. They must vary and be clearly defined to be meaningful in studies. 2. Measured variables are observed without intervention, while manipulated variables are deliberately changed to test effects. 3. Psychological concepts must be operationalized, translated into measurable forms to be studied scientifically. 4. The claim a study makes, frequency, association, or causal, depends on whether variables were measured or manipulated. 5. Accurate operational definitions strengthen a study's construct validity and ensure its findings are interpretable and replicable.